One.
Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and we welcome inside the studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Eagles outside linebacker Connor Barwin. And Connor, looking back at the last couple weeks with the OTAs and minicamps finally coming to a close, what did this defense overall be able to accomplish in the last couple weeks?
Well, I think we installed our defense, and then we kind of reinstalled it, and then reinstalled it one more time. So I think from a mental standpoint, that was the biggest gain, was to go into training camp and really start to zero in on the techniques and how we do things. And for the summer, it was just figuring out what we were supposed to do. So we should all remember what we're supposed to do come training camp and really figure out the best way to actually get those things done.
How big a strides do you think the defense made from day one to where you guys are at now?
Oh, well, there's huge strides, obviously. There's been huge gains for everybody across the board, and you can see it in my position for myself and everybody else in the room. But like I said, it's been really the biggest thing has been mental, because right now it's a whole new system we all learn. It's a new style of defense most guys are learning, and we don't have any pads on, so you can't really get that physical in the summer, and that's just the nature of what we're allowed to do.
Are you guys at the outside linebackers able to do more because you're working in space, you're working our dropbacks? Is there more that you guys can accomplish during
these games? Well, that's what I thought was nice, just the offense we go against. I think we get a lot more out of the summer than some teams that go against kind of an old-school offense, because, you know, when they run the zone, the power, you can practice that, but you're not really getting much out of it because you can't be physical. But when we're going against an offense that kind of opens it up and makes you play in space, you can get a lot more out of that in this offseason, because the nature of it isn't as physical as, you know, a run style, old school style offense.
Connor, you've seen other offenses in the league utilize bits and pieces of what the Eagles are doing on offense with Chip Kelly. What is it like trying to defend that?
Well, I know we've gone against some offense to do some of it, and it's been a struggle in my career. But I've seen, after going against it for 10 weeks now, there is a way you can stop it, and we've gotten better at it. Now,
don't tell everyone
still,
out there, please.
It's still a challenge, but I've seen, you know, how it can be done. Obviously, we haven't been successful all the time, but I've seen there's a way to do it, and by going against them every day, it makes it a lot easier.
Typically, a free agent goes to a new team, and usually there's some structure already in place so that you're just being able to maybe learn from some of the veterans already in place. But how tough has it been for you coming into a new team, which is also installing a new scheme and transitioning from, you know, what was once a 4-3 to a multiple front?
Well, I mean, it's any team, you know, it's challenging to change defenses and kind of challenge coaches and that sort of thing. I don't think it was any more challenging for me because I was a free agent. I knew some guys here before I got here, which helped a lot. And I was part of a big switch in Houston going into my third year. So I kind of been through it once already.
And how much has that helped you going through it once already? And what are some of the similarities, maybe some of the differences that you're seeing in how the Eagles are handling right now?
Well, the differences are the defenses are a little bit different. But it helped me in a way that I was optimistic going through this, because I went through it once before and saw, you know, the good that can come out of it. And I think that was important for me coming here with, you know, to be optimistic myself, but also share with, you know, the guys that are here, just at my position alone, how much this can help them, you know, personally and as a team.
What have you seen from the guys like Trent Cole and Brandon Graham, who are used to rushing with their hand down, had limited experience in a two-point stance, who now primarily working out a two-point stance, while they get to put their hand out once in a while, but mostly.
Well, I just think you've seen a ton of improvement just in their ability to drop in coverage and really just, you know, the mental aspect of understanding coverage, because coverage is it's a lot more confusing than, you know, rushing the passer. The passer is just a you and the tackle. You got a toolbox of two or three moves, and you just use it, and that's it. But coverage is a lot more there's a lot more thought that goes into it pre-snap, as the snap happens. So I think you've seen their gains as far as just mentally understanding the concepts, you know, throughout these last 10 weeks.
You came into the league as a defensive end, and you transitioned to an outside linebacker. Has that transition, having to learn the coverages, made you a better football player overall, would you say?
Well, I think it was perfect for me because it fits my skill set better. Just with my size and what I can do athletically, it kind of opens up more things that for me to do, and it gives, you know, the tackles or offenses problems. For me, when I played defensive end, it was fine. My first 2 years, I was a lot smaller, so it was a little bit more of a challenge. I was kind of just a nickel rusher. And then moving to outside linebacker, with my size and what I can do, it kind of separates you a yard and allows you to play more in space, which helped me a lot.
How is D'Amico Ryans handling the transition going from he did before in Houston from a 4-3 to a 3-4? How is he handling the transition, and what is it like playing with him again?
Well, it's great to play with D'Amico. Everybody, you know, everybody that's ever known D'Amico loves D'Amico. He's a great guy. He's a great leader. He's a great football player. And he's handled it like a pro, just like he did in Houston. He knows what he's doing. He's always a guy that understands the defense. He's really smart. Guys always, you know, younger guys always look up to him. He's kind of always been that buffer between coaches and kind of younger players to help them. You know, if guys are, you know, don't understand something a coach has gone over a couple of times, D'Amico's always been there to kind of simplify it and kind of reteach guys that can't exactly get it from the way the coaches are teaching it.
You got a chance to play for Wade Phillips in Houston. What's it like working with Bill Davis now here in Philadelphia as we're trying to learn and, you know, get acclimated to what he's going to bring?
It's been great. I mean, I was very lucky to play for Wade, you know, and obviously a football, you know, great football mind, you know, a Hall of Fame coach. Hugely successful career for a really long time. And, you know, his defense is, they're, you know, a 3-4 hybrid style. Billy's will be a hybrid style. But for me, I'm, you know, gaining more and more knowledge because there's things that Billy's teaching me that Wade didn't teach me. So just, you know, I'm remembering what I learned from Wade, but then, you know, trying to collect everything I can from Billy.
Do you have a sense of what this defense is going to be?
You know, I think right now you just have to think it's going to be athletic. It's going to be fast, you know, because that's what we're doing right now. We're having to play in space, play against Coach Kelly's offense. So, you know, automatically we have to be, you know, a defense that's athletic and fast, like I said. So, I don't know. There's still a lot of time to figure out exactly our identity. I think for a defense, you really have to have pads on to really get your identity. I mean, we want to be a physical attacking defense, and once we put pads on, hopefully that's who we are.
What will you do in the next month to get ready for training camp?
Besides playing football with, you know, my teammates, I'll be doing the same kind of training regimen that I've been doing the last, you know, 10 weeks. And I'll just continue that, maybe take a week off right before training camp, and then I'll be ready to go.
And then what is the difference in intensity going from the OTAs? And I'm sure the offense is boasting and feeling really confident about themselves because of the success they've had without the pads on.
Well, they've had some success, but not complete success.
Yes, understood that. But then the intensity changing going into training camp where you get to put the pads on and you really separate the boys from the men, so to speak.
Yeah, well, guys on defense, we hate this summer kind of thing without pads. So we're all excited to finally put the pads on in training camp. And obviously, you know, it's been an intense summer. You know, everybody's been locked in and focused, but once we get to training camp, it's go time, and, you know, you have to take it to another level.
Can't wait to see it. Connor Barwin, new Eagles linebacker, joining us here inside the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.